I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative. For more than a decade, a tattoo artist in Vermont has been offering to remove racist tattoos for free, like swastikas or the white supremacist slogan, White Power. But recently, as protests over police violence continue and his work has gotten more exposure, he's seen an uptick in clients taking him up on the offer. Alex Lawrence owns Mountainside Tattoo in Bellows Falls, Vermont, and he says he's creating a nonprofit called Erase Your Hate to promote the covering up of racist tattoos and to help people overcome past mistakes.
I'm just trying to help people, erase that part of their past. You know, I've made plenty of mistakes myself over the years, and I've had people help me along the way, you know, help me recover, pick myself back up.
Any tattoos that you regret?
No. Well, yeah. My tattoos aren't regretful because of what they are. It's just the quality of them.
So since the protests began after the killing of George Floyd, how many requests have you gotten to cover up or remove tattoos?
Since the exposure, my inbox is overflowing. Before that, I had gotten a few, but mostly most of the ones I was doing weren't really racial. They were like job stoppers. You know,
like what?
Like facial tattoos. Because I mean, I do all right. I live comfortably. You know, I started my business back in August of 2006 here in Vermont. I had just gotten sober like 19 years ago, and I had nothing to my name. I was driving junky cars. Now I own two of the buildings in the square. You know, I just took my money that I was making as I was tattooing and reinvested into my business. And I'm only here today because of the people that have helped me along the way when I got sober. You know, those were my mistakes. My mistakes were drug related. I had a nightmarish childhood. I medicated because I didn't know how to deal with it. You know, I got into cocaine. I ended up smoking it. I've got some great mug shots hanging on my wall that are a daily reminder from Holyoke from growing up where I was like maybe 115 pounds soaking wet. I looked like a drowned river rat. You know, I was in rough shape, you know.
It seems like maybe a grounding philosophy for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, is like, we are not our past mistakes.
That's exactly my philosophy. And that's the problem. People tend to want to keep you in that boat, you know? I mean, I still get judged. Even today, I still get judged. You know, I walk into a store, I'm covered with tattoos. You know, I see the eyes, I see the judgments.
So in terms of, let's talk about the people who come in with racist or hateful tattoos and ask you to remove them. Give me one example of an explanation that a client gave for wanting to remove their tattoo.
He was young, stupid, foolish, and he's like, yeah, let's do it, you know. It was a huge swastika on the inside of his bicep with a skull. And I just covered it up. I turned the skull into a Reaper and hid the swastika part of it with the Reaper's cowl. And of course, the tattoo he got was homemade, crappily done, which I find that most of the racist tattoos that I'm covering, they're not professionally done. They're not well-done tattoos. They're just horrible. It offends me as an artist. I've got another guy coming in next week that has White Power, white going down one calf from the back of his knee down to his ankle, and power on his other calf going from the back of the knee down to his ankle.
Did he give you a reason for wanting to get it removed?
I haven't done his session yet, but I'll be talking to him when he comes in.
It seems like this is obviously a big commitment for you. I mean, you're not only offering this for free, but it's also a big process, whether you're covering it up or removing it. When you're done, what's the feeling for you? Like, what do you get out of it?
Just feels good. Like when I was, years ago when I was using, I caused a lot of destruction. I hurt a lot of people. You know, I used a lot of people, you know, and it felt shit, you know, which is probably one of the reasons why I stayed getting high and stayed messing up. I want to be known for something good when I leave. I want to be known as the guy that gave back.
That was Alex Lawrence, the owner of Mountainside Tattoo in Bellows Falls, Vermont. He also tattoos at Sacred Body Tattoo in Enfield, Connecticut. Alex says he hopes other tattoo artists around the country will participate in Erase Your Hate. That's the nonprofit he's creating. He says people have already contacted him who want to join. Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.